Right, I'm lucky enough now to be talking to the wonderful Andy Thomas, who's going to tell us a little bit more about his new tabletop game, Hyper League Racing. Hello, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit more about the name Mad Dad Games. How did that all come about?
Okay, so Mad Dad Games is a twofold thing. When I was thinking about a name for the company, I was thinking about something which kind of represented me and my journey. And the first element of that, I suppose, is it's the obvious one. I have two wonderful daughters. They're both incredibly geeky. My oldest daughter has an absolute thing about Star Wars, and we play a lot of board games together. And so I started writing little games for her and for my four-year-old to play with. And then the second element of that is regarding the Mad Dad thing. I've suffered from poor mental health for since my teenage years, really. I've had, I've struggled with depression, anxiety. And over the last couple of years, I've been lucky enough to engage with a new CBT group in Solihull. And that's done wonders for my ability to cope with that. So Mad Dad Games is firstly about me and my daughters and us playing games and enjoying games together. And then secondly is about my battle with depression and anxiety. And Hyper League Racing is a project that has been part of that well-being program going forward.
That's really, really fascinating and fantastic. What a brilliant way to start an idea and get your daughters involved, which is fantastic as well, to see girls being involved in all of these kind of nerdy things. Because all this stuff is for everybody. It's just fantastic.
Absolutely.
So Hyper League Racing itself. Tell me a little bit more about the game and the idea of it.
Okay, so originally the concept came from Natasha and I were mucking about with X-Wing ships and we were racing them and stuff. And then I also then started looking at ways that I could encourage her to do... Natasha is a pretty gifted mathematician for her age anyway, but she finds maths incredibly boring. So what I wanted to do was get her re-engaged into that. So we started looking at ways that we could incorporate that maths into the game. And then over time, it kind of evolved. And then some friends of mine got involved with it, and we started playtesting it about a year ago. Natasha's been involved in the design of characters and also been a phenomenal playtester for it. But essentially, the game is built around the idea of a sector in the universe called Sector 98, where things like war and stuff like that are all a distant thing of the past. People entertain themselves by racing spaceships around asteroids, through black holes, all sorts of things like that, trying to crash each other into asteroids, only to reset at the last race gate that they went through. So it's inspired quite heavily by cartoon-style racing games that I used to enjoy very much when I was younger. I suppose Mario Kart and Crash Bandicoot's Crash Team Racing, I suppose, are two massive examples of that. And the game has kind of developed. And the idea is to create a simple mechanic whereby people race each other, either against each other or in teams against each other, around the course, and mayhem ensues.
Brilliant. I've seen some of the designs for the characters, and they're quite spectacular, actually. They're really nice designs. Who have you got working on the designs for you, as well as Natasha?
So
obviously
got...
all the ideas are coming from her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can tell there's a purple elf queen. I mean, never in my wildest dreams would that have been a design thing, but it's just brilliant. When she came up with it, I was just like, yeah, why not? So it started off with me doing some pencil sketches, which I promise you were no better than stick men and stick girls. And then I sent them off to a wonderful artist called Ruth. Ruth has a Facebook page called Arcade Designs, and also Ruth Kitch Artist. Check out both of those. She's a phenomenal anime and manga artist, but I've known her for a long time. So she was happy to do me the... So she's done all the character sketches. She's done all the character art. So that art that you're seeing on the website and coming out, all of that's her. And then I've got another artist called Paul Chapman, Fragworks Art and Illustration. I've known Paul for what must be 25 years, and he's a brilliant artist. Does more video game art, but has been helping us on this. And so a lot of the layout and a lot of design work, the logo and stuff like that's all come from Paul.
So you were at UK Games Expo recently, demoing the game. How well did that go down?
Really well, actually. I had no idea what to expect, if I'm honest, when I went to Expo. I mean, Expo is obviously, you know, on the Saturday, you've got like 22,500, 25,000 people come through the door. You know, I've been there several years before demoing for Steamforge games. So used to the crowds and everything. This is the first time kind of with your own project. One of the things which really, which I was most happy with, actually, was we had a lot of parents there with their children, age 5, 6, 7, you know, and upwards. And, you know, and you had, you know, parents were playing against their children and, you know, were having a great time. That really, when I think about the design process of Hyper League Racing, you know, it's great to see that happen. And, yeah, we were busy, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, it's great to hear that you had got families and young children playing, because there's nothing better than families sitting around a table playing a competitive game. So now you've moved on to Kickstarter. So your campaign's running at the moment. So just tell me a little bit more about why you've headed over to Kickstarter and what that's going to do to help you get the game out there.
Sure. So the Kickstarter and crowdfunding in general. So in order, I've come to a point where the game needs to get out there a bit more. And the second, so first, firstly, Kickstarter is a good advertising tool. The other part is that in order for us to get the art quality to where we need it to be, and to get the final bunch of graphics done, the rule book formatted, yada yada, all that boring stuff, we need more money. I need to be able to pay, you know, as much as I love Paul and, you know, we've been friends for 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, he's still a professional artist. And then there's, you know, there's other design elements which just need to be redone, which needs to be done. And all of that costs money. And so therefore, the idea of Kickstarter is to generate that money to get all of that finished and then get it into production and get it out there.
So the pledges that you've got on there at the moment are kind of just, there's one for retailers, which you've got to kind of help you get the game out there to the masses. And then your top tier one is your pledge of £45 or more. What do people get for that £45?
So they get the full core box. So the core box has everything you need in it to play Hyper League Racing. You get a 2x2 trifold board. You get all the punch card tokens that you need, measurement tools. You get a rule book and you get the campaign book as well. So the campaign's massive. So you get those two. And you also get 4 resin ships with their bases, 8 out-of-the-box characters, which are what you were talking about a little while ago, called the All-Stars. And those character cards are on A5 size in quite high quality cardboard. I was recently speaking to a guy called Rob who does who's been doing some judging for UK Expo for the last few years, and you know, he was incredibly complimentary about the quality of the prototypes, you know, which was great, you know, to get such positive feedback. But the reason why they're at A5 is that when we were playing, we started off with kind of your classic poker card, it's sort of size Pokemon card, Magic the Gathering card. And it just didn't feel right. And the more that we evolved it, the larger the card became, until eventually it ended up at an A5 size. And everybody that's used the A5 cards is actually like, yeah, actually this is great, because you can put your count, you can put your, like, you know, if you increase your speed, you can put a green boost token on top of the little green arrow that's above the speed to show that you've gone faster and stuff like that. And actually, it becomes an interactive resource as opposed to something that just sits there to be read, which is great.
It sounds phenomenal value. I'm just wondering if there's going to be fights over who gets the wonderful starship with the heart on the front, because that's my favourite.
Well, you'll be pleased to know those 4 resin ships, that one is in there, is in the core set. That's a Namari, the Namari ship in there. You've also got the Raptor, which is the skeletal kind of raven, skulled, sleek-looking ship.
Yeah.
You've also got the Technos Nebula one, which is like a bolt almost, with like an internal engine, which is pretty cool. And yeah, and then you've got the oh my god, I only designed the thing. Yeah, I think you got the other one. Well, the ship. So, Gaia Prime, that's it. Yeah, which is like a more organic kind of bio-organic ship, which is quite interesting to play around with, actually. But the 4 resin ships will actually come coloured.
Oh right,
coloured resin.
Wow.
So we talked about, you know, I'm lucky enough to have people like Mark Rapson from WordForge Games as a close friend. And although WordForge aren't involved in the project per se, he's been a wonderful mentor in terms of games design and stuff like that. And also Scott Young from Young's Hobbies, you know, is also, you know, is also a close friend. So between the two of those guys, you know, I've had a lot of help and a lot of mentoring, which has been fabulous.
Well, we'll obviously be posting the link to the actual Kickstarter page, but people will be able to find it quite simply by looking for Hyper League Racing. If people search for Hyper League Racing in Kickstarter, you'll get taken to the project. And there's a wonderful video that introduces the project with a really fantastic presenter who unfortunately is joined by some other person who's just not
some
quite up to the
guy
job. Yeah,
flapping around.
It's a wonderful, wonderful campaign video. It's brilliant. But if people want to follow you and find out more about all the other stuff that Mad Dad Gaming's doing, where can people find you online?
Yep. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Mad Dad Andy T. We'll find you by just putting at Mad Dad Andy T. No problem. The website, www.maddadgames.com. On there is a free print and play version of the game and all the All-Star cards. So if you want to print and play, if you want to print it out at home, give it a go, go nuts.
So what's your plans post-Kickstarter?
Well, the post-Kickstarter plan is if we get to where we need to get to, then, you know, we'll be going to Robert Dice Sports with the completed artwork as soon as that's done. Paul is already working on things at the moment. Once we get to the end of the campaign, Paul will step up and finish off the last elements. We anticipate that will take probably 8 to 12 weeks to get that finished. Once that's finished, it'll go to Robert Dice Sports, who will then make all the cardboard components for the game. The ship's already queued up with WordForge Games to make the resin and the bases, so that's all kind of ready to go. In terms of the next step is purely just putting it together and getting it out there.
Well, best of luck with the campaign. It's a great looking product, great looking game. I love
Thank
the fact that it's a game designed for everybody and all ages, and people can get involved. We need a lot more of those kind of games where everybody can just play. Looks fantastic. You're doing a great job. Thanks, Andy, for taking the time out to talk
no
to
problem.
Us. It's been a pleasure. And like I said, the best of luck with the campaign and everything else that Mad Dad Games gets involved in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.